in the Automobile Association, or the AA, says the fuel levy increase, as announced by the Minister of Finance, will have immediate and far-reaching consequences for consumers and the economy. Of course, the levy increase states that the petrol will increase, or petrol rather, will go up by 16 cents and per litre, and 15 cents per litre for diesel, effective from the 4th of June. So, yeah, does that mean automatic fuel price increase? Likely. That is likely the case. Eleanor Mavimbela, the spokesperson for the AA, joins us on the line now. Eleanor, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for inviting us onto the show.
It's an absolute pleasure. Eleanor, from the perspective of this fuel levy increase, we haven't seen one in quite a while. That being said, though, with the fuel price increase, firstly, this increase is permanent. And so it will add on to, call it, the baseline of the cost of fuel. And in addition to that, it's, as you mentioned in the introduction, the knock-on impact that this is going to have on literally everything means that ultimately South Africans are going to be paying more.
Yes, definitely. It does mean that South Africans are going to be paying more. The effects might not be immediate in every sector of the economy, but it's definitely going to be far-reaching. Fuel is an input cost, and unfortunately, it affects all sectors of the economy, driving up transport costs as well as then operational costs, as leading to the rise of inflation. When it comes to your question with regards to fuel prices, remember when we talk about the rise in fuel prices, we talk about it's usually influenced by international oil prices as well as the rand US dollar exchange rate. So the GFO might not affect, obviously, because the taxes within the fuel pricing structure will then drive up a bit of an increase from the 4th of June. But in terms of the fuel in itself, the adjustment, it might just not influence and increase. So, but when it comes to, as you rightly said, it's a more permanent increase, unlike with regards to fuel prices that are adjusted every month. The GFO increase is here to stay, and it forms part, and unfortunately, we're talking about over 6 rand for every litre of fuel that one consumes. So that accounts to almost 30% of taxes that we are paying as South Africans for every litre of fuel that we use.
Yeah. In a broader sense, though, as mentioned, fuel affects the cost of food. Whether or not it will be felt immediately is perhaps up for conversation and discussion. It's going to drive up the cost of transportation. So while perhaps the VAT was scrapped, ultimately South Africans are going to be having to fork out a little bit more each month and from the pockets each month.
Yes, definitely. I mean, the 0.5 VAT increase that the minister was proposing might have been scrapped. But equally as much, the general fuel levy is going to affect consumers' pockets. Because, as I've said, fuel is an input cost, and it affects all sectors including agricultural sector. And when agricultural sector, when they need to transport food from farms into shops and the likes into the value chain, and transport costs start going up, and then as well as operational costs start going up because of the transport cost, someone in the value chain needs to absorb the increases. And it's usually it's the consumers that end up having to absorb the increases in the form of the prices of food going up. And it could not have come at the worst time. I mean, besides food prices, high food prices that we've had to contend with for the past 3 years, we're looking at high electricity tariffs. We're looking at the high unemployment rate, the high interest rates that already consumers are battling with. We've dug very deep into our pockets as consumers in South Africa in the past 3 years. So with the increase with the GFL, it means just digging a little more deeper than we've had to contend. And hence, as the Automobile Association, for us, it's quite a concern. Yes, we do appreciate that the minister hasn't increased the GFL for the past 3 years, but this has not come at the worst time for us.
In a broader sense, the the situation around the oil price and the dollar, as you mentioned, that's looking relatively good for now. However, we know that we are not yet any closer to finding a long-term solution to the fuel price issue. I know the AA has been advocating on behalf of South Africans on this particular issue. Has that advocacy gone anywhere? Have you had any progress in some of those discussions, Eleanor?
Unfortunately not, and for us, that's why it's so important that we raise this conversation again and we speak as loudly as possible with regard to revisiting this conversation and pushing harder for the government to come to the table. We need a sustainable solution. We cannot have a situation where every time the government needs a little bit more money in their fiscal to fund their budget requirements, that they go towards fuel taxes to be able to get that money. It's getting to a stage where the situation is not sustainable anymore. Hence, we are saying it's adding another layer in terms of the urgency needed to review the fuel pricing structure in South Africa for a sustainable solution. For consumers, it's quite a worrying issue that we never know when we have to battle high fuel prices, as well as now increases in the GFL. And we know, we can appreciate that the GFL is the easiest tax for a government to collect, and it brings in billions of money for the government. But we cannot have a situation where we have a fuel formula that tax burdened so much.
Yeah. Eleanor Mavimbila, the spokesperson of the Automobile Association. Ma'am, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you again for inviting me to the show.
It's a pleasure.